Parents can gain a lot by sharing their love of music with their kids. I absolutely love this and hopefully will do this with my children one day. Music's a powerful tool, and they've done a study out of Arizona, and apparently parents who have shared musical experiences with their kids end up having a better relationship with them later in life.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
This is so cool. So it includes listening to music, attending concerts, or playing instruments together, and they found that it had such a positive impact on parent-child relationships because of two factors. Number one, coordination, and number two, empathy. They said that sharing taste in music can help parents and kids feel like they're on the same page, which can be pretty tough, especially during those teenage years, trying to find anything in common, right? And it also has the ability to conjure emotions or empathy, so kids associate music they like with their parents. They're not going to think you're as much of a loser.
Oh, and I'm taking notes here.
Yeah, it helps build a stronger relationship. And they said that having shared musical experiences with teens, as hard as that can be sometimes, has the biggest impact. So if you can find some common ground musically with your teenagers, then you're going to have a stronger relationship, not only in those teen years, but later on in life, too.
So true. I remember taking road trips with my dad. We'd listen to Beatles CDs, and I know all their songs off by heart because of all that.
Let's have fun and go back and try to think what your parents used to listen to. Like, I remember my mom was obsessed with the Temptations.
Yes.
She was obsessed with them. And I remember when it was her prom, My Girl came out. So that was the song, man. Like, My Girl was huge back in the day.
On a cloud.
And my father actually used to look like Dean Martin. He did, actually, and people used to mistake him for him all the time. And That's Amore was his song. You remember that song? And he used to walk around the house singing that song.
Make a pizza pie.
That's why I like pizza so much. That's such a good song.
That's what you're blaming it on?
Do you remember, Sam, if you can go way back?
Oh, my God. We used to take trips up north to go skiing with my mom in her town and country van. Yeah. She'd be, like, speeding down the road and blaring Toni Braxton.
Toni Braxton?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
When I'm around you, baby.
Okay.
I'm just practicing.
Toni Braxton's whole album, it was incredible. We used to have it on repeat. And she's my mom's also Moroccan, so she always had like a thing for like I guess exotic music, like Latin music, like the Gypsy Kings.
Oh, the Gypsy Kings.
Yeah, I've never so pictured your mom listening to this.
Totally. She would need one to like, you know, soothe out the other.
This is great, man. I love this song. That's so good.
I remember driving around with my mom. Her cars were always crappy. She was broke, single mom. I was allowed to sit in the front seat because I'm pretty sure there were no airbags, but I didn't know they were so crappy.
It was a risk.
Yeah, it was a risk. But the songs that we would listen to, and we would belt them out singing at the top of our lungs. Melissa Etheridge.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Melissa Etheridge. Wow. This is a good 90s.
I could see you and your mom singing along to this.
We jammed Alanna Miles.
Oh, Black Velvet. This is a great song. It's from 91.
Yeah.
Good
my mom
jam
had
right
a
here.
Good taste for good vocals, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And also because my mom had me when she was pretty young. It was like Celine Dion. She also liked to listen to Celine Dion.
Oh, look at that. Mariah.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days.
Does she still have that car?
She is upgraded,
Sam. Way to go.
Times are better. Thanks for asking.
All right. Text us at 9925. What did your parents listen to growing up? They were just talking about music our parents listened to growing up. Do you remember, Donna?
Oh, well, I do. I had a very musical household, but my parents introduced me to ABBA.
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 Oh, my God.
But the cute thing was that my mom and I went to many episodes, but performances of Mamma Mia together.
Nice.
Because it conjured up all that beautiful, you know, memories.
Of course. By the way, the opening night of La Rome, the fireworks, July 7th, is a tribute to ABBA.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes. So you might want to check that out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Work on your choreography, too, Donna.
I got my spandex ready.
All right. Go to larome.com for more. Donna's up next. Have